Good morning. Cold high pressure overhead, keeping it dry across interior New York and New England for the time being. It's also deflecting a storm system off the mid-Atlantic coast. High cloudiness from that storm, though, is making it as far north as the I-90 corridor and may even push all the way up toward the Canadian border. Some flurries and snow showers will break out, especially across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England through the morning hours before the storm departs well off to the east. Other locations may get a couple of scattered flurries today, but certainly plenty of clouds hanging on through the daylight hours, and this will keep our temperatures from climbing all that much, and with a starting point in the single digits and lower teens, we'll only make it up into the middle and high teens on average by late this afternoon. Skies will remain cloudy tonight, and temperatures will go back down towards zero. Tomorrow will start out cloudy, but sunshine will make a comeback throughout the day, and highs will stay in the teens. A frigid start Saturday morning with high pressure overhead keeping it below zero for a time, then will rebound back into the 20s with brilliant sunshine during the afternoon. And at this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south as the weather pattern will become more active and shift in our direction. We'll start off sunny on Sunday, but clouds will quickly increase, and there is the chance of snow by the end of the day Sunday as highs reach the middle and upper 20s. The best chance for snow with this next system will be overnight Sunday night and the first few hours Monday morning. Then the sun will come back on Monday afternoon, and highs will be in the lower 30s. Another storm will take a similar track Tuesday into Wednesday with another opportunity for snow or mixed precipitation with highs back up into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure just off the Carolina coast will continue to move northeastward out over the open Atlantic. The system will continue to produce snow, though, over parts of the region before moving out. Winter storm warnings are out for most of Virginia and North Carolina. The heaviest snow will be in the Williamsburg area out to the Delmarva, where 5 to 9 inches of snow is expected. On the fringes of the storm, Washington, D.C. will pick up 1 to 2 inches of snow, and Charlotte will have a wintry mix of rain and some wet snow. Meanwhile, another strong cold front will sag into New Mexico today and interact with an approaching upper-level trough. Heavy snowfall accumulations will favor the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and adjacent east slopes, as well as the northeast highlands. Winter storm warnings are out for these areas. And conditions will become increasingly wet over the northwest over the next few days as a system dives southward down the British Columbia coast. Pacific moisture will fuel soaking rain and accumulating mountain snow over Washington and Oregon. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 6 below zero with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 13 degrees, the dew point zero, 56% relative humidity, and north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 28 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow in the mid-20s, Boston, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with the chance for some light snow and highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 29 degrees, the low 7, the average temperature 18, that's 10 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 30.6 inches, which is 19.5 inches above normal. And 70.6 inches for the season, which is 25.4 inches of snow above normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,306. That's 320 above normal. And 4,977 for the season, which is 140 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with highs in the lower teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few snow showers or flurries today and highs in the middle teens. Cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs around 20. Cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the middle and upper teens. Cloudy skies tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, any clouds giving way to increasing sunshine, staying in the teens. Sunny but cold Saturday, back into the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with a chance of snow by sunset with highs in the middle 20s. More snow Sunday night and early Monday morning, then increasing sun Monday afternoon in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds again Tuesday with the chance of snow or mixed precipitation by evening near 30, and another chance of snow or mixed precipitation Wednesday back into the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.